It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good afternoon. It's Friday, January 3rd. Here are the stories we have for you at this hour. The North Dakota Department of Health is reporting a sharp increase in influenza activity and is reminding North Dakotans that it's not too late to get an influenza vaccine. There have been almost 2,000 identified influenza cases reported to the Department of Health. This compared to 750 at the same time last year. Influenza Surveillance Coordinator with the Department of Health, Levi Schlosser, says everyone 6 months and older should be vaccinated, regardless of health status. It's estimated that only 47% of kids in North Dakota aged 6 months to 4 years are currently vaccinated. A business in Jamestown's roof collapsed Thursday night from heavy snow. Everything inside the part of the building that collapsed is considered a total loss. The building also includes the Jamestown Salvation Army thrift store. However, it appeared unaffected by the roof collapse. No injuries were reported after the collapse. Burleigh County may let voters eventually decide whether to bar refugees from resettling in the area. Burleigh County Commissioner Chairman Brian Bittner said the five-member panel will discuss a potential ballot question Monday night. The discussion will come after the commission last month voted to accept no more than 25 refugees in 2020. Bittner says several people have since requested the issue come before voters. An anonymous donor gave Fargo Public Schools more than $28,000 to pay the lunch debt of all students for the first semester of classes. Superintendent Rupak Gandhi told KFGO that no student is denied a hot lunch, but the district must still keep track of expenses because the meals are federally subsidized. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.